When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Two things can be true at the exact same time. One, this is very much about PR. Two, it's absolutely the move to make. And part of sports is the fan base. Doesn't mean you do what they tell you to do. But my gosh, businesses have to think of their customers.
Right.
And we ended up clearly at a spot where change was necessary, the fans were calling for it. There has to be a different feeling around this organization, and there's absolutely nobody better to bring that than Buster Posey, probably the greatest San Francisco giant there has ever been. I know people will say Barry Bonds, but I'm talking
wins and losses.
Yeah.
When you want to talk about the Rushmore, it's Mays, McCovey, Bonds, and Posey for me. And you can throw in other pitchers if you're so interested or so inclined, but I think that Buster belongs on that Rushmore. And I think about an Italian restaurant that used to serve a great calzone, and then they decide after some time, no more calzones. We're just going to go with pizza and pasta, and the fans, they want that calzone so bad. And after 6 years of mediocre Italian food, and I'm looking at the record under Farhan, 455 and 417, inflated by the 107, but you are what your record says you are. And then you announce, hey, you know what? The calzone's coming back, and fans cannot wait to get back there.
Yep, yep. And so that becomes the question for all of you. And with Hunter Pence on in 15 minutes, we encourage you to call in right out of the gate and simply respond to this. Does this bring you back? 888-957-9570. Are you back? I know for some of you might be like, I never left. But you kind of did. Even those of us who have basked in the sunshine of Oracle Park, it was a great summer weather-wise. It still is. Hell, it's 80 degrees out there again today. But you can bask in the glow of Oracle Park, and you're still not really there. It's kind of like when your kids are talking to you, but you're staring at your phone. That's the comp that I would give Giants fans for the last couple of years. You might have gone. You might have turned the TV on in the background. At no point were you on the edge of your seat. At no point were you really feeling connected. That's the word they tried to use, remember, last offseason, connectivity. Yep, didn't swing and a miss again. And so that's what I'm wondering. Does this bring you back? Does this put you back on the edge of your Giants seat? 888-957-9570. And I want to put out a second invitation, if it's okay, Dibs.
Please.
I really do.
Yep.
I want to wear this one because I deserve it, okay? They're
You've
really,
done this before. You don't need to do this,
no,
Mark.
No. It's not that. And I appreciate you saying that. My point is I want to extend that invitation directly to the callers. I have very much. I thought this regime would go differently than it did.
Yeah.
I really did. And so I have been until, I don't know when it was.
About July.
Yeah, toward the beginning of this year. Yeah. Until then, I have been very, very supportive of Farhan Zaidi. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's a good guy. I think his intentions were all there. I think at times there were a couple of things that weren't right in terms of the way he handled players and also the way that the regime as a whole communicated with the fan base. I think those things could have been buttoned up. But anybody who's interacted with me on Twitter, on the radio, anything over the last 5-6 years with regard to Farhan Zaidi, if you want to get that off of your chest, I'm right here, and I'll accept that and wear that because I was absolutely wrong about the way that this one would go. And even until its final season, I remember opening day this year. I was excited. They spent a bunch of money. They had people who could hit the ball over the fence. I thought it would go a different way. It did not. This is absolutely the right thing to do today.
Yeah, and if you look at just the last 3 years, they were 240 and 246 over the course of three seasons, and the attendance this year was the highest of the 3 years, 32,688, but if you transpose that against the last year of playoff baseball where they drew 41-5. They're down 9,000 fans a game, and this is now post-pandemic, so you can't look at that anymore as a reason for them not yet coming back. You are down 20% in attendance, and you've become a mediocre 500 club, even though this year you spent more than $200 million on your payroll.
Yep.
It still wasn't good enough to have a winning product or a product that really drew the fans. And so, yeah, today's a day where the change is dramatic, and I'm thinking about my father-in-law who texted me earlier today, and he said,
"What do you say?"
He's down on Farhan, and he has been for years.
Of course.
The head of the snake is now dead. Long live the new king. Buster to the rescue? Question mark. And I think that in three sentences is really kind of where we are, because whatever, head of the snake is a little bit dramatic, but he's been down on Farhan for a long time. Long live the new king. Buster to the rescue, question mark. That, I think, is something that we can get into as the winter and the spring unfolds, because can Buster really come to the rescue? What does that mean?
That's interesting, because I don't even know if I view it that way of like Buster to the rescue. It's more just like Buster, kill the anxiety. Like, that's the way, and that almost sounded like I was saying Buster killed Zaidi. No, Buster killed the anxiety.
Ah, yeah.
You know, just like, that's all this is. I think we just need, everybody needs a calming force, and that's what Buster is. Buster Posey is a smart guy. He's a leader. He was a catcher. He's a giant great. The whole organization right now, all of its like front-facing jobs are being held by former Giants. Buster Posey, president of baseball operations. Bob Melvin's the manager. Matt Williams is over at third base. Pat Burrell's the hitting coach. Like, you can see what they're doing. And your dad-in-law's right. I don't know long-term if it'll work. I used to make fun of the Los Angeles Lakers for doing this every single time they needed a head coach. They'd trot the 1985 team picture out and have a press conference. And everyone's like,
throw a dart at it.
Yay, we love Byron Scott.
Magic.
Didn't work. So I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but it's a calming force. I don't think he's going to be running every single daily operation the way Farhan did. I think he's going to hire a staff. He's going to come in and do the big stuff. Everybody trusts him. They should. He knows what he's doing. And I think it's going to get everybody back on board for as long as it goes okay.
Right, and it ultimately is dependent on who he hires to help him, because he's not going to do it alone. And I wonder about Pete Petilla, who was a Farhan guy, if he remains the GM, and nobody even knows that he's the GM because Farhan was the czar of everything. So for me, it's, if you want to talk about the baseball side of it, there are so many questions to ask about scouting, minor league development, GM, and the rest of it. But for me, just today, the big 30,000 foot view of it, optics-wise, this is incredible.
Oh, gosh.
Because you took somebody who is becoming decreasingly unpopular, and a guy who hasn't been popular for a long time, and now he's gotten to a spot where many people wanted him out, and now you replace him with one of the most beloved figures in Giants history.
You're talking about optics?
Optics.
This feels like a grand slam off of Matt Latos.
Right.
That's what it feels like. Let's go to Diego in Oakland. 888-957-9570. Does this bring you back? Hey, Diego, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, you know, I'm personally happy right now, but feel like this was a little bit more like a better late than never type of a decision. You know, feel like he should have left with Kapler. You know, we got rid of Kapler, brought in Melvin. Just feels like Farhan has been intruding since then. But as far as coming back, you know, I never left, but I'm ready for Giants baseball to be exciting again, for sure.
I heard this. Yeah, Diego, thanks. I heard this from a lot of people today. The season has been over for 24 hours, and I heard a lot of people be like, I'm so excited for next season already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what Diego said, because the reports are at the end of last year where they were going to move off of Gabe Kapler, and they did before the end of the year, and Farhan Zaidi reportedly went to ownership and said, I got a plan. Here's my plan. I can do it. Let me try it. And they said, all right, we'll let you try it. And they let him try it. And it kind of worked, but it really didn't, because ultimately you are what your record says. But he said, let me spend. Let me have a year to bring up the young guys. And this thing will turn around. And I do think that the things that he said that he would do, he did. And it mostly worked. But ultimately, when you're 80 and 82, it didn't work.
Let me throw a scenario at you that I don't know is true.
Okay.
But when they held on to Farhan for one more year, what if it was because Buster didn't feel ready yet?
No, it's possible.
But they already knew that that's what they were going to do.
Even, I mean, I guess the caveat would be if they go 93-69,
sure.
And they, you know, they're a wild card team, then, you know.
It's kind of like Kyle Shanahan says all the time, when someone gets hurt, it's like, you have to have a contingency plan. That's what we go through all the time. So I'm sure there were contingencies, but it took me about 15 minutes after this announcement to go, God, the second that he moved his family of six from Georgia, where he grew up, to the Bay Area, to Lafayette, the second he did that 2 years ago, we should have known that it was for more than just a piece of the Giants pie. You know what I mean? Where does Charles Johnson live? Exactly. None of us even know. You don't need to live here to be a part of the ownership group. We should have known that Buster was destined for a day-to-day role, and a very, very front-facing one as well.
Yeah, but I guess when we think about Buster Posey as a player, and we've all known Buster forever, you never thought, I never thought anyway, I can't speak for you and the fan base, but I never thought that he wanted to be a part of this. I thought that he would, and Steiny said this earlier, he'd retire, and his retirement presser, it's like, I'm going to Georgia. All right, Buster, we're going to never hear from you
I
again.
I thought we'd never see him again.
Not quite Tim Lincecum, never hear from you again, because he could live in Nova Scotia. We have no idea. He's in full recluse mode. But I thought Buster was going to go back to Georgia, raise the kids, he and Kristen, do your thing, and we would never hear from him again.
Agreed. But that's why I look at it this way. When he moved back, when he moved to Lafayette, I'm like, That had to mean that that there were big plans in the works, and it was just a matter of how much he could take on and when was he ready. Real quick, let's do Carlos in Berkeley. Hey, Carlos, thanks for calling. Hunter Pence in 5 minutes, everybody. Go ahead, Carlos.
Oh, geez, I get to lead in the Hunter Pence.
You sure hey, do, guys, so you better be awesome.
I'm going to be quick. First of all, I'm going to get to say it. First time to caller, long time listener. I didn't get out right. Sorry.
Thank you. That's all right. We got you.
I was a big fan of both of you on the other station. I will tell you this, and this is good for you guys to keep on. I followed you guys over. I'm on this station because of you two, so you guys are awesome. Listen, Brian going. Zaidi's got to be gone. We all knew it for a long time. But the biggest news is what you just talked about, the energy that we all have because of Posey. That is trust, man. That's trust. We believe. And it may take more than a year or two to get everything going. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to believe it. We're going to go, you know what? This guy's got our back. Okay, now the conspiracy. Was Zaidi brought in from the Dodgers to mess us up? I want you to think about it.
No.
Think about it. Something for you for a later story.
Carlos, thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words. I've always laughed at this idea that that Farhan was an agent of the Dodgers. He worked for the A's before the Dodgers.
Right.
Why would Farhan crater his career that way? So I don't buy that conspiracy theory, but I will be open to the idea that Buster has been in the plans for this job for longer than the last 2 months. That I buy.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, he did come back here. I don't think he came back here just to live in the Bay Area. Yeah. He came back here with a purpose.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.